I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced yesterday that it will propose to remove federal endangered species protections for grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem this September. Hillary Cooley is the Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator for the service.
You know, this population, we've known or we have thought that it has likely met the demographic recovery goals for many years now, and all of the biologists, probably everybody in this room who studies bears, believes that we've met recovery and we're probably well above it, and that this is a good time to start evaluating it formally.
Cooley is one of 24 federal, state, and tribal wildlife and land managers who met in Kalispell Wednesday as part of a subcommittee of the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee. It's this group, the IGBC, that will determine how grizzly bears will be managed in the future, whether or not they're delisted from Endangered Species Act protections. The IGBC expects to vote on a final draft of the conservation strategy this summer. Bear managers studying the population of bears in and around Glacier National Park put out their first draft of a conservation strategy in 2013, but things have changed since then. There's more bears now and improved science for managing them. Grizzlies are now regularly popping up on the prairie east of the Rocky Mountain Front, and a single bear was documented passing west into the distinct Selkirk Cabinet Yak ecosystem. Cecily Costello, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks grizzly bear specialist, says these population expansions require new monitoring guidelines as part of how the bears should be managed. This will be outlined in the upcoming conservation strategy.
We made it an objective that we would report on, that we would look at the connectivity issues, both from a genetic standpoint and from trying to map the kind of current distribution of the population. Every 2 years, we would kind of come out with a map that people could see where we are.
The updated strategy draft also calls for more monitoring in a buffer zone around the core habitat for bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. This could mean changing the model for estimating and maintaining population size.
We kind of made it a little bit more conservative, and we're tying it to trying to maintain at least a 90% estimated probability that the population is above 800 bears.
In other words,
as the population increases, we can be a little less conservative. As the population gets closer to 800, we have to be more conservative. And if we have less information, we also have to be more conservative.
These and other changes were met with skepticism by some of the 30 people who attended the regional bear management's semi-annual meeting. Keith Hammer with the Swan View Coalition says some key definitions were changed in a way that opens up grizzly bear habitat to road and trail development.
So to make it in really simple terms, it's like promising fish, freshwater fish, we're going to keep the same amount of water for you guys forever, and not telling them that they're switching to salt water and it kills the fish. That's what's being done here. It is that blatant for those of us that do pay attention to the details.
Hammer wants to see all 5 of the distinct grizzly bear populations in the lower 48 states connected and interbreeding. He says this strategy doesn't allow for that.
Well, unfortunately, things are getting worse rather than better. Everything they outlined about their reworking of the conservation strategy for managing bears, they take our public comment and then they turn around and do the opposite. And all of it goes against the bear and in favor of human developments in bear habitat.
Hammer doesn't trust that the agency members of the subcommittee will follow the protections outlined in the conservation strategy. But members of the subcommittee say they don't have authority to regulate federal, state, or tribal management actions. 4 area national forests are in the process of adopting amendments that will regulate grizzly bear protections. Final versions of the amendment are expected later this year. Other attendees raised concerns that the draft conservation strategy doesn't adequately address recourse for ranchers and farmers impacted by grizzly bears, and they raised questions about how to fund the monitoring and management activities the strategy outlines. The conservation strategy is expected to be voted on by the IGBC Executive Subcommittee at its June meeting in Polson. That final draft will have a preface outlining changes and an appendix of responses to some 2,000 comments. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.